hello. Welcome to our final episode of Just Another Magnet Monday podcast. This is Molly Pat Eystone with Marketing and Communications at Stermont Vail Health. Of course, I'm joined by Chief Nursing Officer Carol Perry. Carol, this is our last episode of season one.
I can't believe it. It's gone so fast.
This
has been a blast.
Week 10, here we are. We've had really great conversations, and I really appreciated all of the openness and the honesty that everyone has brought to the table as well with everything that we have been diving into, because it has been a lot. So it's been great to cover it all. So our last episode, it is perfectly lined up, almost as though somebody planned it to be that way, because it is Nurses Week.
It is very exciting. Happy birthday, Florence Nightingale. The best of the best.
Lots
she started
to celebrate.
Our profession.
So great. Lots going on. It is also exciting to celebrate today because we are joined by Julia Donaldson, who is an RN in the OR.
Yep, main OR.
Julia, we do start every episode by introducing you, who you are, and what people should know about you before we dive into what we're talking about today, which is our small moments culture and being braver, stronger, and smarter. So tell everyone who you are.
I have been an RN for going on 7 years. I graduated from Baker. I've worked in multiple areas, including med-surg and a specialty of ortho-neuro-trauma, and became a charge nurse for a few years. Then we decided to move back home, which is just up north, and I worked in a small community hospital on the acute side where I did some ER, some OB, and then some just regular med-surg. And then I worked in a clinic while I was pregnant, and now I'm here in the OR.
Talk about why you became a nurse and why do you stay a nurse?
Sure. So, corny enough, I always knew I wanted to be a nurse. I was always that person who wanted to know about injuries and illness and why it happened to our body and how our body connects with all different means. And even playing sports, I was always that kid who was right there when anybody got injured. I'm like, do you need an ice pack or do you need an ACE wrap or how can I help? The reason why I really became a nurse is I had an experience when I was 12. I actually had surgery of a pilonidal cyst removal, which not a huge deal, but when you're a 12-year-old little girl, it's something that can kind of be a little body image changing. You look at yourself a little bit differently because I had many people looking at me as a 12-year-old just trying to figure out what this was. And that night after my surgery, we had to go into the ER. It was in a small hospital and we had to go into the ER to have my dressing and my packing changed so my mom could start learning how to do it herself. And the nurse who was in the ER didn't use any adhesive remover or anything and just ripped my skin right off with my bandage. And it was just not a great experience. So she taught me everything I didn't want to be as a nurse. So it kind of formed me into the nurse that I am today, which reminds us that our patients are people first before they're just a task or a number, and to continue to show that to my patients every time I go to work.
Yeah, that's really important.
Yeah.
Carol, we've talked about it before, but can you remind us all why you continue in nursing?
Oh, yeah, I continue in nursing because of the Julias and the people that are at the bedside day in and day out and give and give and give. And I think it's challenging times, not just with complex patients and more patients than we can deal with at times and schedules and, you know, all the things that we're trying to improve on from a performance perspective, evidence-based practice, everything we've talked about throughout the series. But I do this day in, day out because I love nursing. I love the people. I'm proud of the staff. I think we're second to none. And I just believe in the organization, which is really just the people. Stormont Vail's just the people that make it up. That's why I'm still there. And that's why I've stayed here for 42 years.
Julia, we know who didn't shape you as a nurse. Right. Can you talk about one nurse who has shaped your career the most and why?
I think if I just gave one person, it would be lying because there's been a list of people who have really shaped me. And I think that's the great thing about nursing and going through clinicals and doing different things in your career. You find many different things that you can touch on and that people who have influenced your career, you kind of grab a little bit from here, a little bit from there, and kind of form your own person. So to name one person, I don't really think I can, but there's definitely a list of them.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, that makes sense. That's good. Mm-hmm. Today, we're also going to be discussing a nursing legend. We've talked about her before, Jean Watson. Mm-hmm. we have discussed her theory and all of that. So let's talk about how Jean Watson's theory fits into the small moments culture that we have at Stormont Vale.
I just want to remind everybody that the professional governance, or at that time shared governance committee, chose Jean Watson as the theorist. And Jean Watson was chosen as the theorist because of the holistic approach to care. It wasn't about one aspect of care, but it was about all aspects of care, body, mind, soul, spirit, and inclusive of families, and that you can't care for the patient without being inclusive with family. So Jean has done a lot more research on her model of care and being a theorist, and it's called the curative model, but really how people get to a higher level of wellness through that holistic approach and getting to know people based upon where they're at in a specific state and looking at them as a whole instead of just as a task or as one component of what you're trying to accomplish. And so that's how she was chosen as our theorist. And, you know, many of us that have gone to different schools have different theorists, but Jean Watson was chosen because of that holistic approach to care.
I have a little insert about just going the extra mile for your patients. I know personally right now being in the OR, you know, we go over to pre-op and we pick up our patients, and most of the time they have family or friends who are there with them. And I think it's important for them to have a little moment to say your see you laters and give them a hug or a kiss or whatever they feel like they want to do, whether that's a pat on the back or whatever they feel like, just to have that moment, because we go into surgery multiple times a day and go back into that room, and that's just our normal routine. But I realize that surgery is not a normal place for somebody else to be. So just giving them the comfort of their own family member before they head back there is important for patients. And I've even had family members who are like, thank you for allowing us to do that, because sometimes that doesn't happen. So
that moment means a lot to you too, but yeah. It means a lot to them,
yeah.
Which, like you said, it's normal for you to go in there every day, right. Multiple times a day. So that small moment of you giving them that extra time goes really, really far.
Right.
Why do nurses care about a caring workplace culture? Why is that important?
I think that we are just caring by nature. You know, that's just kind of our nature as nurses, is to be caring. So I think it elaborates on what our soul needs to feel successful. And most of the time when we don't feel like we're able to give our best care for patients, we feel defeated. So bringing our best game and caring just makes our why.
To just go with what Julia was saying, the why, and, you know, nurses, they have a big heart to start with. It is part of who you are, and that's your caring to begin with. But there's been studies shown that nurses have very sensitive hearts, and that's what make them such strong caregivers, because they are so sensitive to the holistic part of care, to giving the family the extra moment to give their loved one a kiss or a hug before they take them back. And that's why that's recognized, because everybody doesn't always stop to think. And I think that's the differentiator of a culture of caring, compassionate, loving kindness that people see and write about and thank us for day in and day out. And when we don't do that, then we're constantly saying to ourselves, I want to do better and better. But Julia, you're right on when you say that. Caregivers do have that very compassionate, sensitive heart to start with. Not that others don't, but that's what draws us to the profession to begin with.
And we've talked about in the season as well, staffing and recruitment, and our small moments culture is patient focused, but it's also team member focused. So for both of you, what do you like and look for in a workplace culture? What characteristics do you look for in your peers and your teammates?
I really love that healthcare is teamwork at its finest. I can't think of one job in healthcare that you can do all by yourself. It's not possible. And having coworkers to bounce ideas off of or to help assist you in times where you need to position a patient or reposition a patient or take them to the bathroom if you are on lunch or whatever, that's what makes our world go round in healthcare. I think for me personally, I try to give my 100% every time I step through the door. So I appreciate when my peers do that as well. And I think just a smile and having a good attitude goes a long way with your peers, and just showing them that if they need something, I'm here for you, because the next time I need something, they'll be there for me.
That's great. What about you, Carol?
Oh, I couldn't agree more. And I can't think of any position in the organization, but you know, I just think of OR because of Julia, but it is heavy. You work hard moving patients in and out of there quickly. It is a hard job, and it's a hard job physically. It's a hard job emotionally. It's a hard job. You got to keep on things. You got to listen. You have to count. You have to stop. Any omission of a step could cause a problem in the OR. And I can't imagine a place where your team having your back and constantly covering each other is more important. And, you know, that's throughout the organization. Everybody we've interviewed has said the same thing. But OR is incredibly important to have the strongest team members. And I love when I go down there, you guys are cracking up, you have each other's back. But when it's time to get real serious, you're real serious and focused, and that's the highest level of care. I have my surgeries at Stormont, and if I saw Julia come in to pick me up and my husband was at the bedside, he would know that she's in great hands. So that means a lot to me.
Means a lot to me as well. Thank you.
At Stormont Vail, we have cultural ambassadors. Can you talk about who these people are and what they do and why they're important at our organization?
So the cultural ambassadors is a team of people that we have, and it's not just nurses, but some nurses, but people from every position of the organization sit on this, and they listen. They talk about word on the street. They look at all the nominations of people that were selected for specific awards, and then they give us recommendations on how they nominated and who won the person of the moment. And then this is specific issues that people are talking about. We think that we should identify a solution to this, or can we reevaluate a change that was made? And so it's just one more avenue of input, from listening rounds to staff meetings to rounding physically to another group of people that are committed across the system to trying to figure out how we improve our culture, how we improve our environment, how we listen to each other and make changes that will differentiate us and support the individual things that matter to our employees.
And I think that emphasizes that Stormont Vail is really good about including everyone from all departments. We're a hospital, and obviously that means that we have clinicians and doctors and nurses and people who are interacting directly with patients, but there are so many other people around the organization as well, and that's a really good example of that.
Sometimes people don't understand that Magnet is a verification that is through the American Nurses Credentialing Center. So it starts with the foundation of nursing. Nursing is the largest workforce, but it really focuses on interdisciplinary teams. And Julia said it beautifully when she said, no one can really accomplish anything alone. Mm-hmm. So whether it is other clinicians working together to provide the highest standard of care, or if it's nutritional services or environmental services or billing or whatever position you hold, no one's more important. A position is just different based upon your responsibility to the patient, but we're all here to accomplish the overall experience of the patients, and that's at every touch point.
Definitely. And I think everyone recognizes that too.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say is, you know, it's good to notice that everybody's here for one job, one end goal, and the one goal is the patient.
Shifting back to Nurse This Week, how do you like to be recognized, whether it's this week or overall every day?
I personally like to be recognized just face-to-face, like a, hey, thanks for doing what you're doing. Thanks for doing a good job. I also don't feel like I need to be thanked for doing my job, though, because that's my job. That's what I'm supposed to do. That's what I'm here to do. And also just showing mutual respect in the workplace goes a long way. But just the little thank yous here and there go much longer than being put on a platform in front of everybody.
Like right now. How can we encourage each other and recognize our peers? Because sometimes, you know, I do this personally. I think that I'm really good at recognizing people, and then I take a step back and I'm like, gosh, you need to do it more. So how do you think that we can encourage people to do it more and recognize when people need that as well?
I write tons of thank yous to people, or I was so impressed when I saw you. I was born and raised in this community, and people think I'm coming up to check on things. I'm usually coming up because somebody's called and said, hey, can you send Carol up, I'd like to say hello, or my mom's here, or can you have Carol stop by? Friday, I had two people. I was just getting ready to leave about 4, and they said, hey, can you have Carol go down to the ER? One of the nurses that I worked with when I was a very young nurse, she's 88 now, and she had fallen and broken her hip, and the first thing she wanted to do was to have me go down there. So I ran downstairs to see her, and I think that when I'm going to see different people, I think that we recognize, because when I walk in the room, the first thing they say is, oh my gosh, Carol, do you know how great that person was? Or I don't know what I would have done without. Or they'll write me a note. Or I think just knowing the difference you make in people's lives matter. And if I don't pass that on, or if I don't say, you know, if Julia was there and honey, this individual just had surgery, and say, you didn't know what she would have done without you. Do you know how good that feels in front of the family and everybody just say, you're not just kind of good, you're incredible, because this family just pointed that out? Then that feels like, gosh, it does matter when I go above and beyond. And that is just, you might not see it above and beyond, but the families you care for see it, and they feel safe and they trust you. And those are things they're going to talk about when they leave here. And, you know, I always tell people, they're going to talk about us. What do we want them to say? But recognition in that on-the-spot moment matters. And I hear it all the time, and I try to pass it on. And I always say to the community members or the people that I know, we have the very, very best here. I would go nowhere else. I can't imagine anybody else. And they'll say, don't you feel funny having your staff? And I'm like, no, I trust my staff. They're not going to talk about me. They're going to hold everything private. Nope, they're the best. They understand confidentiality. I can trust them with anything. They're going to give the best care. And why would you go anywhere else but the best? And I think as we kind of wrap our last session up, that's what I want staff to know. Magnet is a celebration of being your best. Where we're not our best, we'll continue to work on. But this should be a time where nurses and this entire organization knows there's not that many people that can accomplish this. And this is a celebration. This is not bragging. This is being very, very happy of how well we do, and a motivation to get better and better every single time and without exception. And that's a celebration that we should all feel very proud about.
I think, too, it goes to show myself as a patient for 3 weeks prior to giving birth to my son. I was up on the antepartum. God bless you all. Thank you. for 3 weeks, because I was a hot mess. And then going down to the NICU for 6 weeks, my little boy was in there for 6 weeks. And ultimately, that's what drew me to Stormont, is seeing how everybody worked together. Not only did I have clinicals here with Baker, and you see a lot during that time, but actually being a patient and having my child as a patient here is ultimately what drew me back to coming to Stormont, when I knew I needed a little bit of a change in my nursing career and I wanted to run and gun again and do something other than the clinic setting, where I had a good time there, but just it was too slow for me at the time. I have a lot to give still in my young life. So I needed to do something different. But it does go to show that as a whole, as Stormont, it is a caring culture. And even on hard days, when my kiddo was pretty easy in the NICU, and you could tell sometimes when they had hard days in the NICU, and they would be like, oh, thank God we're in Barrett's room now, because this kid, he's easy. And so what I'm trying to get at is we still give back to the NICU. Every year for Barrett's birthday, we bring goodies in to all of those nurses, and that's my thank you. That's my give back to them, because first of all, my kid needs nothing. He's spoiled. And so for his birthday, we give back. And I think it's important for those nurses to be recognized and know that they do a good job, as well as all of us. But I think too, like you said, in the moment, being recognized as a nurse in the moment always means a lot more. Just wants you to keep doing your good job, continue to do your exceptional care, as well as recognizing the other staff that helped you get there as well.
That's amazing.
That's awesome.
Yeah. My last note before we wrap up, the theme for this year's Nurses Week is braver, stronger, smarter. And it was inspired by the quote, you are braver than you believe, stronger than you seem, and smarter than you think. So tell me about a time when this has been true in your career.
I had a patient on the ortho neurotrauma unit that I worked on, I think I was about 2 years in as a nurse, and this patient had originally came in for a total hip replacement, and so he's post-op for that. He went to rehab and then I guess eventually fell and then came back to our floor, and he had broken the other hip. So he went down to surgery, had that fixed, and I had had him a couple times before then, and when he came back from surgery, I just noticed he was super lethargic and just really not coming out like I would expect him to. You know, some people are sleepy once they get onto the floor after surgery, rightfully so. Anesthesia does a good job of making sure you take a good nap. And he just wasn't progressing. So I was watching his vitals, you doing the post-op vitals, and things just weren't going the way I thought. So I contacted the hospitalist, and he just said, this is just how the patient is after surgery. And I said, I beg to differ. I've had him multiple times now, and this is just not himself. Well, continue to monitor. So I continued to monitor for a couple hours, and then I brought another nurse in and said, hey, come look at this guy with me. I just want another set of eyes on him. And we both decided that, yeah, we probably should call a rapid response. This was at a different hospital, and we had a rapid team just to get some more resources in. And so they came in, they assessed him, and ultimately we decided to take him down to CT, and he sure enough had been having a couple strokes since he had surgery. So if I wasn't diligent enough to trust my own gut and actually take that extra step, who knows where he would have been in the morning. And so I think it's important to recognize, which I'm sure all of us nurses have these stories, and I have multiple that I could list off, but that one just really sticks with me, of just trusting your own gut and knowing that you're competent and you're here for a reason, and continue to listen to yourself and grab resources when you need them.
And be confident in your training and your knowledge and speak up. That's great.
Yeah.
Oh, that was really good, Julia. And it's been a long time since I've, you know, had those experiences. I was a OB nurse and worked in labor and delivery for a long time. But I think what I was probably going to say is a little bit different now listening to you. And when I think of braver, smarter, stronger, I think braver was, you know, during all the concerns with staffing and pandemic and shutting surgery down and all the things that we did in a very short period of time, braver was to constantly, I think my role was to say, let's not look too far ahead. Let's get through today, because everybody wanted to look further down the road. And I'm like, we don't even know what that means. Don't worry about how long we're going to be shut down. And at the time, it took a lot in me to just say, stop. Let's stop worrying about that far down the road, and let's do the very best we can today. I think smarter is just constantly listening, trying to ask the why, trying to stay to the basics, 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 because you can vary from basics so quickly, and then your foundation crumbles. And so I think that's what we learned, is that if you don't listen to people, and you look too far out and you try to figure out things that may or may not happen, let's stay in the present, let's stay with the basics, and let's listen, then that gets us to stronger. And I think that stronger is going out with people doing the work and being able to listen to things that you might not want to hear, that could be a lot of perception that might not be what your reality is, but listening to where people are at that point in time makes you much stronger when you go out and face that instead of acting like it's not happening. And I remember a very specific time when one of the physicians said that there was a nurse that was very, very upset during a time that we were putting patients on 7 South that were very acutely ill. We're trying to decide if that was going to be kind of our intensive care unit overflow for COVID. And this nurse said, I just feel like I'm just disposable to this organization. Just throw her in there. And once I heard that, I thought, God, I got to go look her in the eye and see what we're doing to make her feel that way. And she goes, I do. I feel disposable. And I looked at her and I said, that is so not true. And what can we do? You know, is it education about PPE? What can I do personally? And she said, well, the fact that you're here and that you listen to me and you're looking me in the eye and that you're asking me makes me step back and look at this very differently. And I said, I would never ask anybody to do something I wouldn't do. And so if gallying up and going in there and you, me seeing, I was just trying to figure out. But that was very, very important to me at the time. I am so glad, braver, smarter, stronger, the strength was just go up and look her in the eye, because I wouldn't want anybody to think that they weren't as important as my family or myself. I think through all that we continue to do day in and day out, we have to have fun, we have to respect and love each other, but this organization is thriving, and I think we're going to continue to do better each day. We talk to each other, we listen to each other, we can disagree, but then we're going to come together, and if one person's weak, we're all weak, or if one person's strong, that makes us stronger together. So thank you.
And I do want to take another moment to give another large, large thank you to all of our nurses, all of you who are listening. You all make a difference more than you will ever truly realize. There are so many moments that people remember with their nurses that may seem small to you, but are seriously monumental to patients and families. If you ask anyone who has had some sort of a medical emergency or spent time in a hospital, more often than not, they're going to talk about an experience that they had with their nurse. And I think that goes to show and really sheds a light on what a difference you make. You are a difference maker, and you are a large piece to the puzzle and the operation that goes on here at Stormont Vail Health, and you deserve a million thank yous. You don't hear it enough. We appreciate everything you do. And I also want to take another moment to thank everyone at Stormont Vail. We've talked about it. We're really interdisciplinary organization, and we really value and prioritize that. And we just showcased that with the magnet appraisers that were here last week, and we rocked it. So thank you to everyone for listening each week, getting ready for the visit, and being part of the great magnet visit. Every single person in this organization played a role in what we were able to show them about Stormont Vail Health. So on that note, there we go. Season one.
Woo woo.
In the
season
books.
Season one.
Yeah. Yes, that was great. Thank you, Julia.
Thank you for having me.
I appreciate it. Carol, thank you.
Oh,
every episode. Just bring in the sass and the passion and everything.
Between Julia and I, we could probably
just keep it going. Yes, we are going to have a great week celebrating our nurses. And everyone, for the last time, have a fabulous Magnet Monday.
Thank you for all you do.
Oh, thank you.